I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish was laid to rest today in the West Bank town of Ramallah. Darwish was given what amounted to a state funeral. As Linda Gradstein reports from Ramallah, thousands turned out to pay their respects to the poet who gave voice to the Palestinian independence movement.
A Jordanian army helicopter carrying Darwish's body landed in the courtyard of the Palestinian Authority headquarters near the grave of former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Darwish's friend, Palestinian author Mohammed Batraoui, watched the helicopter land and the coffin emerge, wrapped in a Palestinian flag and a wreath of yellow flowers.
He was a resistance poetry with a very human approach and a very new way of writing. That was something not ordinary or even known in the Arab world. He is one of the symbols of the national liberation movements in the world.
Darwish died last weekend at the age of 67 following complications from heart surgery in Houston, Texas. Batraoui said Darwish seemed to have a premonition that he would not survive the surgery. He apparently recently visited his elderly mother and his sisters in the Galilee village of Jedeidah to say goodbye. Batraoui said it's hard to imagine the world without Darwish.
It is a big, big loss for the language, and for the people, for resistance, for even the aesthetics of the art and for everything. Yeah, he's a real loss.
Thousands of Palestinians lined the route of the funeral procession today. Abu Amir, a construction worker, brought his three young sons to say goodbye to Darwish.
To me, he means a lot, especially when I remember his words, quote, "In this country, there are people that deserve to live." These are very important words.
Darwish was born in a small village near Haifa and jailed several times by Israel. He left the West Bank in 1971 for the Soviet Union and spent much of his life in Cairo, Beirut, Tunis, and Paris. In the 1990s, he moved to Ramallah. All over Ramallah today, there were posters and billboards of Darwish, some with verses of his poetry. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas declared 3 days of mourning, and all flags flew at half-staff. Stores sold CDs of Darwish's poems, many of which had been set to music. His poems have been translated into more than 20 languages. Perhaps Darwish's most famous poem is Ummi, My Mother. He wrote the poem in an Israeli jail cell 40 years ago. It refers both to his own mother and to the nascent state of Palestine. Here it's sung by Lebanese singer Marcel Khalifa. I long for my mother's bread and my mother's coffee and her touch. Childhood memories grow up in me day after day. I must be worthy of my life at the hour of my death, worthy of the tears of my mother. Darwish crafted the Palestinian Declaration of Independence, which was adopted by the PLO in 1988. Today, an independent Palestinian state still seems a distant dream. The Islamist Hamas movement controls Gaza, while Abbas's Fatah holds the West Bank. Israel continues to dominate life in the West Bank, and hundreds of Israeli checkpoints and roadblocks make travel even within the West Bank difficult. Buthaina Khoury, a Palestinian independent filmmaker, says Darwish was saddened by the current divisions in Palestinian politics.
He's somebody who believed in Palestine as Palestine and Palestine for all Palestinians. Through all his poems, he always asked for unity and never wanted to see Palestinians so split like that. It's very sad for him that he's leaving us while this division is happening to the Palestinians. It would have been much easier for us to know that he's there while Palestine is liberated completely, while Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine.
Darwish never married and left no children, but the thousands of mourners seemed to feel they had lost a member of their family. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Ramallah.